Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's not what it looked like. That's all I can say. And I was so embarrassed by this. So Chelsea and Luke walked into our bedroom and my back was turned towards the door. And what they saw was my pants were down around my ankles. And it looked like I was celebrating Palm Sunday right there inside of the room while they walked in.
Molesting yourself?
Yes. I was trying to use a nice term of it. Because buttered the corn we've used before. And now I can never eat corn with butter on it ever again without thinking about that.
Palm Sunday might be a little scandalous. You well, don't want to say that. Sacrilegious.
I did go to church on Palm Sunday. So I was okay with that one this year. But so my wife and my 15-year-old son walked in and thought that I was taking care of myself. And what I actually was doing was I was rubbing Biofreeze on my legs because my legs were cramping up from trying to, you know, get a lot of walking in and a lot of exercise size in. And picture this as I'm there.
I don't want to picture it.
What I did. Pants around their ankles. And I'm just going like this.
Oh my gosh. I would have thought the same thing.
And I turned for a second because I could hear Luke going like that, like laughing. He's got this like funny laugh. And Chelsea's like, Tom? And I'm like, it's Biofreeze. And I had my underwear like kind of, you know, up, but I pulled it all the way up. Yeah. You know, like kind of like it was like, but it was very funny.
Can I tell you something though? Yeah. And I don't know if I've told this story to you guys before. I know I've told it to Ellen. Sometimes when girls wear yoga pants, especially if you're wearing a thong, and now they have these little seamless thongs, you can actually, they get like rolled up on the sides, and it drives me crazy because you can see it all bunchy on the sides. So sometimes I'll be in the bathroom at the radio station looking in the mirror and going, oh, I gotta fix it. So I stick my hands down my pants to unroll and make sure the sides of my underwear are flat. It never fails. Someone walks in and my hands are in my pants. And I have to explain, I'm trying to fix my underwear.
Like. Yeah.
I'm not touching myself.
You know what is really weird right now that I've noticed in men's fashion? Because I was thinking about this with my underwear like pulled up like that. And I could never pull it off. It would never work. Have you noticed if you tried to buy any shorts, you know, because summer's just around the corner, that the guys' shorts are shorter now than they've ever become?
We love it.
We live for it.
Mm-hmm. Not on guys like me or Spike.
Harry
Styles, Milo Ventimiglia, they all do it.
I wish guys knew you look so much hotter no matter your body type, no matter your size.
Really?
When you're not wearing
cargo
giant baggy,
yes!
They're capris. First of all, men, we need to talk about if your shorts go below your knees, you're wearing capris from the 90s. Get over it.
Yeah, your knees should be showing.
Guys, and the shorter, the hotter. I wish guys would just put a little bit more effort into how they look. You pair these little shorts, not little, like I don't need to see your butt cheeks, but these shorter shorts with like a button-up shirt, and you look so hot. So
thighs out.
I spent over 2 hours in Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday trying to buy shorts because, to me, I'm so short. Nothing is short on me. Like I put on regular shorts and they're like capris. So they look like capris because they're for tall guys who play basketball. And I'm like, oh man. So like it comes to the point where I have to pay the short tax and get everything hemmed and altered. But
now you're happy.
I'm happy because these super short shorts are coming out for guys, which end up to be the perfect short size for me.
I don't know.
You know, on TikTok, the hashtag 5-inch seam is trending.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. 5-inch seam.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Bring back the 70s. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I want girls in bell bottom stretchy pants because those are a thing now. Bell bottoms, they don't have to be in denim. You can do it in a stretch fabric. And guys, get in those short shorts. Let's bring it back. Let's go.
All right. So guys like Reese can pull it off, or Mike can pull it off. Maybe even Spike can pull it off. I can't pull off short shorts.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
I probably have bigger thighs than you do.
No, I'm not. Listen, I tried to get golf shorts, okay? So I tried to look at golf shorts, and I was looking at it, and I wanted like the 9-inch, you know, ones. I
wanted them like, no,
what are you doing?
On me, though, I'm tall. I'm 6'4", 6'3½". So they're above my knee.
Aren't you listening to the ladies on the show, Mojo? They want your sack hanging out the side of their shorts.
Here's the problem, though. I don't always take care of my sack. I don't know.
What?
I don't want my sack coming down and looking bad. I want to cover my sack up. Our balls, basically, Shannon, are going to come out of these shorts.
But I don't understand you not taking them.
Well, I don't always trim, you know.
So he'll let them hang out if they're...
Yeah.
Freshly shaved, I guess.
Here's the other thing with underwear. I wear boxer briefs. Boxer briefs come out of the bottoms of these things.
Then wear different underwear.
I'm not wearing shorter underwears. I can't wear brief underwears.
Not briefs.
There's the trunks that are short boxer briefs. They don't go all the way down your thighs.
I don't like them. You want to know why I don't like those? The short, those ones? Because they ride up me, and I'm constantly doing what Shannon was saying that she does when she wears her yoga pants. I'm constantly pulling them out of my vagina.
What is the point of men wearing boxers?
I didn't say that, by the way.
Boxers are comfortable.
What are the point of what?
I don't why wear underwear? Just freeball it. Like,
no.
I don't understand boxers. There's no support.
Megan.
There's no nothing. It's a loose layer of fabric around your waist with elastic.
No,
that's literally what boxers
please,
are.
Please
boxer
let me
briefs
say
are
this.
Different.
Megan, guys, you know you shouldn't wear a pair. You shouldn't wash a pair of jeans every time you wear them. You got to get a bunch of wears out. You're gonna ruin your jeans. So you need a liner of your pants to protect, you know, and keep ball sweat and stuff off your jeans, you know? That's why boxers and boxer briefs exist. You're supposed to wear underwear under your clothes if you're not going to wash them every day.
I don't understand. I don't understand why you would want an appendage just loosely flapping around down there. Why wouldn't you?
Because first of all, zippers hurt on jeans. Zippers can be troublesome.
Geez.
Second of all,
change your life.
You're missing the point of doing laundry. It's so much easier to throw a pair of boxers in the laundry than it is to worry about hand washing your jeans every couple wears. You get it's sweaty.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't.
And Mojo Sharts. He needs to have a catch-all there.
Exactly. Especially khakis or white ones. Like, if I can't even wear white ones. White shorts.
Megan, I am so with you, though, when I see guys that have the shorts that are, like, longer than their knees. And they're not even shorts at that point.
Right.
They really are capris. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you don't get it.
You don't get it.
And it is such a Michigan thing, too.
It really is.
But you guys have to understand. Like, I'm a dad. I'm an old
matter.
Guy. You
be
know
a,
what I mean?
Don't be a regular dad. Be a cool dad.
I can't do. Nah.
I'm a dad too. My wife just bought me these H&M bathing suit shorts for this weekend,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and they are shorter than I would ever wear them ever in my entire life. And I kind of like them. And I would never be the guy who would just go out and buy those. But she got them for me, and I like them.
Go
I
Mike.
Mean, they're not super short, but they're like mid thigh to like lower.
Perfect.
Like lower, probably lower thigh.
You're going to be in the hot tub at the hotel, and other parents are going to be like, stay out of there. The creepy guy with the short shorts is inside of there.
With the sack hanging out of the bottom.
Yeah. that man's ball sack. What's up? How you doing there, Ashley?
Hi.
How you doing? What's up?
I think it was Spike.
Mm-hmm.
Just a friendly reminder from your nurse friend.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not wear underwear 2 consecutive days in a row. You will get a UTI.
No. You misunderstood me. No, never do that. I said if you're going to wear jeans 2 days in a row, that's why you should be wearing underwear, fresh underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. As long as you're clear. And
guys
I hope you're all throwing your underwear away after a year.
We're talking to guys that have 20-year, the waistband is all that's left on their underwear.
As a nurse, can you also tell us guys to stop wearing short shorts? These things are awful. These girls, for some reason, like them. But what's up, Sarah?
We love the short shorts. You have to wear them. They make shorts that have liners, so you don't even have to worry about wearing boxers.
That's right.
Perfect.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to go, but I'm leaving the tags on them, and I'm going to go buy a bunch of short shorts, and I'm going to bring them in, and I will literally put them on for you guys to see, show you,
I'll tell you
how
what,
bad
I
they
bought
are.
Four pair yesterday. I'll do, when I get
you
home,
got
I'll
the
do
short
an
shorts?
Instagram Live. I got some short shorts, and I got one pair by
what
mistake that are down over
thighs.
My knees. But you're right. They have the liner inside. I mean, I had to bring them home because it was so awkward to try. I had boxers on. I didn't have boxer briefs. So it was too awkward to try and try them on because then all my boxers were bunching up in the inside the shorts. So I was like, I'll just take them home.
Yeah, so just get yourself a pair that has a liner in them and you'll love them.
They're so comfortable.
Just like how we love the dad bods. We love to see the thighs. Like how Shannon said, skies out, thighs out. We want to see it.
All right. Well, if you like dad bods, I got one coming for you today. Reschedule it on our Instagram. It's going to be a Spike fashion show.
What were you saying, Mike?
A whole gallery of guy thighs is what I want to see this afternoon.
Put your sunglasses on. My thighs are going to blind you.
Tag us.
Tattoo in short shorts.
Thigh tattoos in short shorts, Ellen. Yes.
Mojo,
Ellen
please
is jumping up and down.
I'm so glad I'm married.
Mojo, get a thigh really tattoo am. For us, please.
I am so glad that I have a woman, because if I was right now single, I'd never be able to find a woman because I'd never wear what they wanted me to wear. Liz?
Yeah, but your woman right now would...
Chelsea would not.
You
call
don't think she wants
Chelsea
to see that thigh,
and
boy?
Ask her. My son was... Joe was wearing these short shorts, and he was wearing these things, and he's sitting on our couch, and I said, Joe, your balls are resting on my couch. I literally... The balls were coming out. Right, Liz?
Yes.
Hi, what's going on? And I've got, by the way, saggy balls. I'm sorry, Liz. I apologize. But I've got, like... I've been around for... You know, I'm 50 years old, Liz. So your balls, your balls actually.
Oh God!
They
please don't.
They change.
We don't.
They age.
Oh, wait, what?
They kind of lower a little bit as you get older.
Oh. I understand. So you got the low hangers, right?
I do, Liz.
Low hangers.
Uno little rata.
I've got a solution for you.
Yes.
Okay, there's these underwear out there, and they're made by a company called Shinesty. Out of Colorado.
Okay.
And they literally have a ball hammock inside of them.
What?
So they get your low hangers back up where they used to be.
Wait, oh, Shinesty. Oh,
Best,
my
There's
God.
Another company that sells them called Saks or Jacks. They're in Nordstrom. Same thing.
Look,
they have a little pouch around your nuts.
It's like a push-up bra for your balls.
Yeah, it really is.
Liz, how do you know this? Liz, do you have a man with low-hanging balls?
He does not have low hangers, but I bought him some for Christmas, and he absolutely
loves them.
Makes
those
your
are
penis
the ones
perky.
That he goes for. Like, I don't have to keep adjusting my junk every day.
Liz,
day.
How old is your guy?
He is 47.
His balls are going to start seriously. Between 47 and 50 years old for me, they started sagging a little bit.
But if you cradle them, I'm telling you, I bought a pair yesterday, the Saks underwear. It's called
Saks. I'm buying Mojo and Spike these.
Please.
The ones that look like a tuxedo.
A tuxedo.
I'll chip in. I will chip in. Send me your Venmo.
How much are these? Hang on. We're buying them.
Hold on. Lisa's joining us.
$16.
Lisa? Oh, I got you, girl.
What's up, Lisa?
Mojo.
Yeah.
You can always sew and have those lifted, you know.
Is that a real procedure?
I'm calling Dr. Michael Gray today. And I'm going to say, Dr. Gray, do you guys lift balls?
Tuck them up.
Thanks, guys.
Pin them up.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.